Open up your Bible this morning to the book of 1 Kings, a sermon entitled Revival. A sermon entitled Revival. 1 Kings, amen. So if you go to 2 Kings, you're too far. If you're in the Samuels, just, amen, go back a little bit or go forward a little bit. And you'll find it. 1 Kings, we're going to start in verse 41. So what had been happening is that there was a drought for 3 years. And this drought, amen, listen, can I tell you? There are spiritual droughts in our lives. How many know that? Where things begin to dry up. Where things begin to, die. Here, amen, they have had no rain for 3 years. Can I tell you something, folks? We didn't have rain, amen, in June. We didn't have rain, amen, here in Colorado in the beginning, amen, of July or for a big portion of July. And there was a lot of fires that were getting started. Fires, amen, we had, amen, just west of Pueblo, there in the mountains, amen, there was the biggest, amen, fire in Colorado history that just happened because it was very dry. It was, the conditions were so dry that fires, began to, spurred up. Some fires occur naturally, and we know that some fires, because of the mischief of people, amen, they go up, amen, arsonists, they go and they start fires. But regardless of how, amen, the conditions were there, it was dry. The rain level, amen, was not coming. Fire started and they began to burn. And here in our text, we're going to start in verse 41. The word of God says, amen. Then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. Imagine, it hadn't rained for 3 years. Then the man of God comes and he says, it's going to rain. There's the sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down to the ground and he put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. So he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And 7 times he said, go again. Then it came to pass the 7th time that he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Now it happened in the meanwhile that the sky became black with clouds and the wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. And he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you. We ask you, God, let it rain. Let the rains of revival, God, come down, Father. We thank you. We give you praise and glory this morning. And all God's people said, amen. How many of us here this morning have been to an area-wide rally, conference, or a revival meeting? See, this is the makeup of our churches, of our fellowship. We schedule meetings, amen. We spend countless, amen, of finances to try, amen, to bring in evangelists, to bring in pastors, to bring in visitors, just to try, amen, to spur up a revival. The aim, of this is that something inside of us would be awakened. See, we pray for this awakening, not just, amen, for a moment. Listen, we don't pray for just a moment, a revival that is just going to last for just a short amount of time, but a revival just like, amen, those of past that, amen, spurred it up and exploded with thousands and thousands and thousands of people getting saved. See, I love revivals. I've been blessed over the last 27 years of being saved to attend and be part of, amen, a great revival. When my wife and I've said this before, when we came into the church in Killeen, our mother church, we had around 70 people. Around 70 people were there, amen. And then in a short amount of time, amen, the church jumped, amen, to about almost 200 people. God began to move. God began to touch. Military men and women, amen, were getting out of the military. They were planting themselves. People would come in. Listen, amen, you don't have a lot of people that can honestly say I'm from Killeen, but people from Killeen were getting saved. People that were born in Killeen were getting saved. We had a trailer, amen, park. That this park was run down. This park, amen, looked like it was about ready that if the wind blew hard enough, amen, the houses would collapse. But can I tell you, out of that, amen, beat up trailer park, we have people that are pillars in the Killeen church right now. We have people, amen, that are stable. We have people, amen, that are fixed. Amen. My wife and I, we never lived in that trailer park, but we visited that trailer park many of times. People were coming out. They were coming out. Listen, amen. They were coming out of that trailer park by the drones. People were getting saved. See, we have had, amen, the Azusa Street revival. We had the Jesus People, amen, revival of the 60s and the early 70s, where hippies, amen, drug addicts, young people, they no longer had a craving for sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But they had a craving for the Holy Spirit, the move of God. They had a craving, amen, and the Spirit of God moved powerfully in their lives. Today, amen, we have many of our leaders in our fellowship that came out of the Jesus People movement. See, we may have been a godly nation at one time, but right now there's not much residue of godliness in much of our nation. How many know that? See, there has been, amen, legislations that have passed that come against everything that God, listen to me, just like Ahab, amen, married Jezebel, and it was a wicked wickedness. In that same way, people have been elected, and as they get elected, their aim many of times is, amen, to come against the work that God wants to do upon his people. See, the future of America as we know it, it could drastically change if there is not a revival that, amen, is bursted out here in this time. We need a great revival. We need a great awakening. We need a move, amen, of God like, amen, in times past. Not just here locally, but we need God to move across the whole country. We need, amen, the rains of revival to fall down, amen, and come down upon us. See, here in our text, we see that God brought the rain. In verse 42, so Ahab went to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, amen. Then he bowed down to the ground, and he put his face between his needs. See, Elijah, he prayed for rain. He prayed for rain. It wasn't just an ordinary prayer. It was a prayer, amen, that was heartfelt. It wasn't a prayer that he memorized and wrote down, and this is what I'm going to pray. He threw himself on the ground, humbled himself, buried his feet, amen, his head between his legs. A sign of humbling himself before God. Listen, any revival that ever starts, any, amen, birth of revival, it comes as the people pray and God sends it down. See, he knew, Elijah knew, that only God was going to be the one that could bring revival. This morning, amen, we have to cry out to God in the same manner. We have to want it. We have to desire it. And we have to pray for it, folks. We need to pray not just casually, but with everything within us. Putting, amen, our hearts, putting our lives, amen, putting everything that we are into our prayers. When was the last time you prayed, amen, in that fashion? Where God, there's nothing left that I can do. Listen, there was nothing left that Elijah could do. There was nothing left that the king Ahab could do. There was nothing left that anybody else alive can do. Amen. They trusted and they said, God, you are the only one. So they put their hearts, their lives into, amen, the prayer or the crying out to God. When was the last time you prayed? When was the last time God moved not only, amen, upon your life, but upon everybody around you because, amen, that was your heart's cry to God. Because that was your heart's cry to the Lord. See, we need this morning to come to God. You know, many of our prayers is, God bless me, God bless me, God bless me, God move, God bless me, God bless me, God bless me, God move in my life. When was the last time that we came to God with a broken heart saying, God, if you don't move, I don't know what's going to happen. When was the last time you came with a heaviness in your heart? See, we need to pray this morning, amen, with feelings and feel what we pray for. Our prayers cannot just be words spoken, but they have to be real and sincere. We need to want revival. Can I tell you? We can bring in every visitor. We can bring in every pastor, amen, known to earth. If we do not desire, we will not see God move. Pastor, if you bring in this evangelist, pastor, he's good. If we don't pray with our hearts into what we pray for, we can bring in, amen, the greatest, the best of all time, amen, and he will come, he will preach his heart out, he will leave, and we will all be the same. See, we need to hunger and thirst to see lives changed, to see people saved, amen, to allow God this morning, amen, we have to allow God this morning access into our lives to search our hearts. Let me ask you this morning, how many of you actually tell God, God, you have access into the things of my life? God, you have access, because too many a times, amen, we want to cover up everything. God, I don't want you to see what's in me. God, I don't want you, amen, I don't want you to see what's in me because, amen, there's, and you can put whatever you want. See, we have to hunger. We have to thirst to see people's lives changed, to see people saved, and allow God this morning, folks, to be able, God, say, God, I'm an open vessel, God. Search my heart. If anything is stopping God, the move of God, not only in my life, but in the people around me, God, remove those things. See, ask him. Can I tell you the reason why we don't? Is because if we ask him, he's going to show you. And you're like, whoa, I didn't want that to be in me. But it is. See, we have to pray, amen, for strength. Strength, amen, to do the right thing. And as we pray, amen, for the rest of the church, that they, amen, would allow God to do and move and reveal those things that are in their lives. The same for the city, our state, our nation, and the world. God, when we come in an open, amen, forum to God, and we, amen, cry out to God with such a sincerity, God will move. God will move. See, before revival came, before the rains came, Elijah had to take care of some business. Can I tell you this morning? Before you are awakened, some business is going to have to be taken care of. See, Israel had to rid themselves of Baal worshiping. And also, amen, the prophets of Baal. The same for us here this morning. We have to take care of some business. We have to rid ourselves of the sin that is in our lives. Recognize sin as sin. Can I tell you, amen, sin is not comfort. Sometimes we can get comfortable in our sin. If we are in any type, we have to be, amen, in a state where you squirm. Because sin cannot be comfort. They had to recognize their sin and then repent. We have to allow God, amen, to get into those intimate areas of our lives and remove those unwanted. You know, I'm gonna go see a doctor tomorrow. They're gonna do and they're gonna do a scan on my body because every time my wife rubs her hand on my back, she says, "Honey, there's something there." Amen. I go and I try to touch it, and I'm like, I can't feel it. But then she feels it, and it's there. That's what we have to do, folks. That's what we have to be able to say, "God, if that does not belong in me, God, get rid of it." Get rid of it. We have to allow God into those areas of our lives to remove those unwanted things that are there. Listen, sometimes we can be so, used to just having those things there that we just live our lives around it. Amen? How many know that? We can just say it's always been there. Can I tell you, for a long time, I knew that this little, whatever it is, it's been there. But now, it's gotten to where as my wife rubs her hand, she can feel it. And I can feel it because it kind of goes kind of over it. It's not supposed to be there. How many know that? So we have to get rid of it. The same with the things in our lives. It's not supposed to be there. So let's get rid of it. Are we expecting revival this morning? As Elijah prayed, Elijah sent his servant. I can just imagine, okay, Pastor, you sent me we don't see nothing. Go again. And he did that 7 times. The 7th time he says, "Okay, Master, I saw something. Please don't send me again. I just saw a cloud about the size of a man's palm." Elijah said, "The rains are coming." Elijah said, that is, he went and told Ahab, "You better get ready because the rains are coming." The rains are coming. That's all Elijah needed to see. The cloud, was a sign of rain, and Elijah recognized it. Do you and I, see, or are we waiting for the big, wow? Or can we just see that God is moving upon our lives? Amen. Just a small cloud. And Elijah told, he said, "The rains are coming. The rains are coming." See, he was assured that the rains were coming. Do you see this morning, those signs in your life? Do you see a spark, hallelujah, like never before seen? Is there a difference happening now in your life where as before, monkey see, monkey do? You would just flow with the flow. Everybody else is doing it, so now I'm going to do it. Can you feel? Can you see? Is there a different, desire now in your life? See, if people, see something, they might actually be looking forward to coming to church. Can I tell you why people come? People, They don't come for this ugly guy. They come for you. They come because of you. Because if they see God moving in your life, they will say, wow, that can move upon my life also. The move that is moving in you, amen, can be moved in me. So let me stick around you, amen, so that possibly that, amen, could radiate onto me. So that I can, so that something, amen, so that God can move upon my life. Because they see the work that God is doing in our lives. That they will, amen, be looking forward to coming. People might be praying, amen, for revival this time, but actually mean it. They'll have new expectations and badly want. Listen, not badly in a bad manner, but badly, amen, to a desire to see people saved. Do you feel this morning God working in your life, in your heart? Do you, amen, want to do what it takes to see people saved? See, revival is coming, folks. God is bringing in, amen, people, visitors are coming in. People are getting saved. Lives are being touched. The size of a man's palm. And some people have bigger hands than others. Amen. But it's a small portion. And the rains came down. The rains came down. Revival is coming, folks. Let us pray for it. Let us desire it. And more than anything else, let's get right with God. So that we can be able to hold the move that God is going to do. Let's be transparent. Let's be open. And let's say these words, Lord, do whatever it takes in me first. So that God revival can explode to everybody around me. God, do in me first, God. Search my heart. Search my life. Let my life be awakened. You know, the Jesus people movement, it took one person to get saved. Then that person invited other people. Those people invited other people. Those people invited other people. Those people invited other. And revival burst it out. But something had to be awakened. You know, we don't want the bears to be awakened, amen, out in the mountains. We want those bears to be out in the mountains. We don't want them to come down into the city, amen. Hallelujah. But that beast that is in us, it needs to be awakened so that the move of God can be sustained, because people will see God being alive in us, that they will say, I want what you have. I want what you have. I want what you have. And then others will desire what they have, and revival will explode. Revival will move. Revival is something inside of you waking up. Can I tell you? Sometimes we do get comfortable. Amen. Listen, I'm talking about myself also. we do get comfortable. Could that be awakened and say, God, let me desire what you desire. Let me see what you see. Let me want what you want. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. Amen. We're here this morning. We're not saved. We're here this morning. We're not right with God. Can God this morning touch our lives? Can God this morning touch our hearts? You've never surrendered your life to Jesus, or maybe you have given your life to Jesus, but for some reason, it dwindled off. The fire went out. You now began to be interested back in the things of the world. The same place that you desired not to be there anymore is the same place that lured you back. And this morning, you're not right with God. But you want to surrender your life to Jesus once again. Would you simply do one thing? All I want to do is pray for you. Would you lift up your hand? Lift it up quickly. Lift it up. God sees that hand. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else this morning? You want to surrender your life to Jesus? You want to surrender your heart to the Lord? You want to give your life to Jesus? Lord, here's my life. Would that be you this morning? Would that be you this morning? If you lifted up your hand, would you look at me? If you lifted up your hand, would you look at me? Are you honest? You honest? Mr. Nixon, can you pray for him? The gentleman in the back. Revival. Revival. Something waking up inside our lives. God, if I am the one, God, show me. Elijah sent his servant 7 times. There's no rain. Can I tell you, sometimes we don't see the little things, and we don't see the work of God move. We have to be able. The servant came back and he said, I saw a cloud. Can I tell you, when we get awakened little by little, piece by piece, lives get touched. People, amen, recognize, they see. People get saved. People get saved, other people get saved, other people get saved, and the move of God continues. A sermon entitled Revival. Revival, amen. Meaning something inside of us being awakened. What in you this morning needs to be awakened? That we can cry out to God this morning and say, God, let this be awakened in me first so that others can see that you are moving and you are real. Can you say this morning, God, search my heart. God, search my heart so that you can move not only in my life, but upon the people that I have an influence upon. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God this morning. Come, lay hold of God. Come, lay hold of God. Let God touch your life this morning. Come, let God move upon your life. Let Jesus, reveal to you and I what's in our heart, what's in our lives. Because sometimes things can just become stagnant. A veces las cosas nada más se pueden quedar igual. No hay cambio. Podemos venir y no está pasando nada. Let's allow God this morning. Let's allow God this morning to help us. God. See, Elijah had to, before revival came, he had to remove some things that were there. Things that were hindering the work of God. It might not be evil, but yet it's still hindering the work of God. This morning, can we allow God? How many want to see revival? Amen. How many want revival? ¿Cuántos quieren, amen, avivamiento en sus vidas? That we need to pray and say, God. You know, there's that song that says, revive us. Revive us, oh Lord. Won't you revive us? Amen. We need a revival in our lives. Amen. We need a revival in our hearts. And can I tell you, when you get revived, those around you would be like, what happened to you? God touched my life. And the same way that he's touched my life, he can touch your life. He can touch your life. He can touch your life, your life, your life, your life. And then the move of God just expands, folks. And that's how we were able to go from around 70 people in a few short years to about 200 there in Killeen. It was just people were now excited to tell people about Jesus. To see the work of God fulfilled in people's lives. And that's the way that revival, we're going to have revival. I preached this specifically because we're going to have revival starting Friday. The guest preacher is going to come and he's going to leave Monday morning. He's going to come and I'm going to make sure, because I'm going to go by and I'm going to pick him up. But I'm also going to drop them off, amen, around 4 o'clock in the morning. So he's going to leave. But are we going to remain the same? Easily, how many know that he can come, he can go. We can get another one. He can come, they can go. Something has to be awakened in us, folks. Something has to be awakened in our lives. Can we pray this morning? God, revive those things in my life. Revive them. Mark, you want to close in prayer? Go ahead.